This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As more television channels fight for viewers in the Middle East, more voices are battling for Arab public opinion. That battle is critical to the United States, its efforts in Iraq, and the war on terror. Today and Monday, we will hear updates on two Arabic-language channels, starting today with Al Jazeera. It is the subject of fierce criticism by U.S. officials and also the subject of a documentary film called Control Room. The filmmaker Jahan Najim is an American who was born in Cairo. She returned to the Middle East in 2003 to see how the invasion of Iraq looked from the Al Jazeera studios.
I went in without trying to prove any kind of point about Jazeera, but really curious about it myself, because here was a station that was very popular among the people. And then in the United States, it's called Osama bin Laden's network and Taliban TV.
One scene of the documentary shows an Al Jazeera reporter at the U.S. military headquarters in Qatar. An American military spokesman is talking about weapons of mass destruction.
We believe that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, that they had the will to use them against us.
When?
What do you mean, when?
When did they use them against you?
That they have the will to use them against us?
How, when? I mean, do you think Saddam...
When you say someone has the will,
Saddam,
that's like saying...
I mean, Saddam was threatening the U.S. with weapons of mass destruction?
Yes.
When? That's news to me, I'm sorry.
The Al Jazeera reporter taped in that discussion is Hassan Ibrahim, who is traveling with the filmmaker to promote Control Room. When he came by our control rooms to talk, he insisted that his role is just to report what he sees.
It's basically to give people what I see through the camera. And that's the end of my role.
You've had a varied life. You lived in the United States for a while, which
means
I presume that you've seen a lot of American TV and TV news.
Yes.
What do you think you're doing differently from CNN or Fox News, MSNBC, whatever you want to name?
Al Jazeera is just a different channel that broadcasts in Arabic and tries to present a fair and objective view, something that is relatively new in the Arab world. I mean, Arabs have grown really sick and tired of state-controlled mass media. And Al Jazeera, in 1996, changed perceptions in the Arab world. I mean, they gave them the opportunity of seeing that you can tell the news without coloring the news.
But you know as a professional that there are a lot of differences in the way things can be edited, the number of times things are repeated, or the words that are chosen to describe something.
Whatever method you use to present your pictures, the fact remains, war has a price. I cannot show an incursion into Rafah without showing the casualties. That would be deceiving. But you try to be as careful as possible not to be too graphic.
Well, you can show that footage of a suicide bombing, and you can call the suicide bomber a suicide bomber, or you can call the suicide bomber a martyr, which I understand Al Jazeera does when it comes to particularly the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
Even in Jazeera, it's a point of contention. I produce a program where I don't use the word. Although in the past it was a policy, I believe after the Second Intifada and emotions were running high, we were swept away by the wave of our demographics, basically. I mean, you don't read the intro to the news and say someone was martyred while blowing himself up. No, we don't say that.
A lot of people have seen that on television.
No. We describe what Hamas said.
You read their statement in which
says it's a martyr. We do read their statement, of course. I mean, that's their statement.
This is an all-news network. You're reporting a lot of factual information. But at the same time, you're putting on talk shows on Al Jazeera on which, as I understand it, somebody might call in and rant for 5 or 10 minutes about how the Jews are responsible for everything that goes wrong in the world.
Yes. It's a talk show. It's open. I mean, we had people that said things that could have been a cause for a riot in the past. We had a Muslim cleric. The phones were open, and one of them told him, I mean, how can you still invoke this worthless document called the Quran? And that appeared on Jazeera. And the sheikh got angry, but there was a rebuttal. It's an open forum.
Do folks at Al Jazeera ever say to themselves, well, you know, maybe it's not really responsible to put some of these points of view on the air? Sure, people have them, but why do we want to be spending all of our technology and effort broadcasting them all over the place?
Then you are basically sweeping a problem under the rug. The Middle East is in the state of affairs, because for the longest of times, our way of dealing with problems was sweeping them under the rug. These problems exist, these radical elements exist, and they cannot survive in broad daylight. When you bring them out of their holes, then you can deal with them.
Hassan Ibrahim is an Al Jazeera reporter who plays a prominent role in the documentary Control Room, which is opening across the country. On Monday, we'll examine the U.S. government's answer to Al Jazeera, the satellite channel Al Hura.